You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
The upcoming two-pot retirement system should provide, in theory, much-needed relief for cash-strapped South Africans. But today, warnings are being sounded about being judicious with withdrawal and how much money you decide to use. With me now is Professor Adrian Saville. He's a strategist and economist at the Gordon Institute of Business Science. Adrian, welcome. And what specific risks, in your opinion, then, does the system pose?
One of the things that it does is it's going to take away capital wealth from your future self. And I think, you know, that aspect, if anything, is underappreciated, because the single most important thing you've got in investing is time. And if you tip anything out of a bucket early, it just, compounding is gone. And by giving people access to this, you know, we have to step away just for a moment from the financial fragility and the strain on household balance sheets, and recognize that the purpose of a retirement system, the purpose of a pension fund system, is to look after your future self. That's the philosophical point of departure. And by giving people access to retirement assets, you know, early or along the way, you're permanently removing the capacity to look after your future self. So at a philosophical level, you know, there's a real problem with the way that this is designed. Then we have to read it against the backdrop of South Africa's circumstances.
Well, let's talk about South Africa's circumstances. Given our indebtedness as consumers, do you imagine that there is going to be a rush to liquidate, to withdraw?
So I think there will be. And the way that the system has been set up or structured in terms of the legislation is that it will afford people limited access. So it's not that you can tip everything out the bucket or out the pot. I know that term isn't preferred here, but there are restraints that limit your ability to move everything out of the system. Having said that, if assets are taken out of your retirement fund, then the most effective application of those assets is going to be pay down debt, pay down a mortgage, pay down loans on other assets. My suspicion, given South Africa's predisposition or a bias towards consumption, my suspicion is these a disproportionate amount of the money that comes out of the system will be pointed towards consumption rather than looking after the balance sheet. And to me, that's that's as worrying as the compounding that's taken away. And it's going to feed more consumption in South Africa rather than saving an investment. And saving an investment is the critical ingredient that's missing from South Africa's growth structure.
And 10, maybe 20 years down the line, that would indicate more individual financial pain for people, which also leads me to ask the question then, is this entire concept irresponsible?
You know, we really are on the horns of a dilemma, Jeremy, because on the one hand, you've got consumers, households who have been stranded. The economy has been growthless for a decade or more. Unemployment rates are elevated. Inequality is entrenched. You've got fatigued, beleaguered consumers and households. It doesn't look like interest rates are going to get cut anytime soon. That adds to the strain of households, so on and so forth. So, you know, that's the one horn of the dilemma. How do you provide relief? The most responsible thing to do would be to make sure that the structural reforms that the South African economy so desperately needs are put in place to achieve growth and address unemployment. That would be the single most responsible thing to do. Instead, this has all of the feel of Band-Aid. Let's find a way, you know, to throw a lifeline in the absence of that growth and structural reform. And that's the horns of the dilemma that we sit on, unfortunately.
So have you applied your mind then to other ways of short-term financial relief?
Well, in terms of that short-term financial relief, We know that the South African banking system is a place that, you know, through reform would be able to afford consumers or borrowers, you know, a significantly better outcome. In part, this is because of unsecured lending. In other places, it's because of loans that are, and especially long-term loans, that have not been competitively priced. And you've seen that by one of the banks recently announcing that, you know, there is mispricing in terms of long-term loans. That type of competitive edge would be a way in which the system would look after South African households, South African balance sheets, without compromising the long-term fortune. In fact, you know, that's what I would refer to as a win-win outcome.
I'm going to leave it there. Adrian Saville, as always, thank you very much indeed for that crisp analysis.